This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Let's try to sort out a confusing situation in France. In the southern French city of Toulouse, police are in a tense standoff with a man suspected of carrying out a series of shootings over the past 10 days. The suspect is described as a 24-year-old French citizen, also said to be of North African heritage and said to be an Al-Qaeda sympathizer. And at this moment, there are conflicting reports about whether he has surrendered or not. Police do seem certain he's the person responsible for the shooting deaths of three children and a rabbi at a Jewish school, and in separate incidents, the deaths of three French paratroopers. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is following this story from Paris. Eleanor, what's the latest you're able to learn there?
Well, the latest is, exactly, we don't know if the police actually have their hands on him, but since 3 o'clock in the morning local time, SWAT teams have swooped down around this apartment building where they traced the man, and they have surrounded it. He's been barricaded now for 12 hours in there. You know, he's got a whole host of arms, guns, ammunition in there. The police are trying to talk him out alive because they want, you know, they want to put him on trial. They want to know what's in his mind. you know, all the neighbors around him were just absolutely fearful for a long time because, you know, this standoff is going on. They've finally been evacuated. The neighborhood's been blocked off. They're showing it live on television, but we're just sort of seeing a neighborhood blocked off with lots of police. So the police are talking to him, and they're getting a lot of information out of him.
So this guy had had barricaded himself in one of the apartments in this building, and the rest of the building, I guess, and the rest of the neighborhood has now been evacuated. That was the situation up to now?
That's right. Well, the building he's in is evacuated. I don't think the entire neighborhood is evacuated, although they may be thinking of doing that. But we don't know if they've actually taken him into custody or not. It's conflicting. They've arrested his brother, his mother, and his brother's girlfriend.
Okay, they must be learning a lot about this man. You said they're even learning about him as they've been talking with him today. Who is he?
Absolutely. He's somebody who really needs to talk, apparently. He's a 24-year-old Frenchman. A lot of people are reporting his name. That hasn't been confirmed. He is a jihadist sympathizer. He has been to Afghanistan in training camps. He said he killed the Jewish children, the rabbi, and the soldiers to avenge the way the Palestinian children are treated. And also, he's angry that France is fighting in Afghanistan. Apparently, he doesn't want to see Muslim, you know, fellow North African Muslim soldiers in French uniforms, and he's enraged about that.
He said all these things after the police pinned him in this apartment, but how did they find him in the first place?
Well, they found him in the first place because he bought a motorcycle from one of the paratroopers who was murdered, and about 500 people sent emails to this paratrooper soldier guy to buy his motorcycle, and the cyber police traced every single one of them. And his name happened to be someone who was already under surveillance because he had been to Afghanistan. So, you know, they say a couple dozen French people go to Afghanistan every year. They don't know exactly why, but when they come back, they keep the watch on them because they're looking for signs that they're going to, you know, get radicalized, you know, do something like exactly what he's done. So the police were already knew his name, and that sort of led them to him.
And again, the man has said he will surrender today. We're chasing conflicting reports about whether he has surrendered at this moment. We just don't know. But is he believed to be a man who acted alone in these shootings? Very briefly, Eleanor.
Well, but no one knows yet. He seems to be a man who is looking for a purpose in life. He had a petty crime background. They've interviewed his lawyer on French television who said, you know, he has been to prison, nothing big, you know, he snatched handbags and things like that, nothing ever too violent, but apparently he was radicalized in prison when he spent a couple months in prison when he was 19 and 21. We don't know if he's working with anybody else, but it's something that will certainly come out soon.
Eleanor, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris. She's bringing the latest news we can learn from Toulouse, the city in France, where this man has been holed up in an apartment building today and has been saying he will surrender. We'll bring you the latest as we learn it.